You know what we need? We need a stereo to mono eighth inch. That'll fix the problems. Yes! Yes, I know what I'm talking about. I've done this before. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Obama's not president anymore. I fucked that up. The Trumpenfuhrer is putting his cock up your ass. Not Hussein Obama. Greetings, it is I, Great One himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroy stupid fucking statists all around the world. Does not matter what kind of statist you are. You'd be a left-wing statist, right-wing statist, GLBT, KKK statist, homo statist, statheist, cyber statist, alt-right statist, shitlord statist, shitlib statist. You can even be a fucking anarcho-communist or an anarcho-feminist, which just means you're fucking stupid. It doesn't matter what you are. I don't give a shit about your feels, and I am here to make fun of you. Today is still June 2nd, the year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. We went away, we did some shit, Randy went and took care of some business. I went to the gym, we'll talk about the gym, and did a little bike riding, and I ate some pie, not that kind of pie, ate the pie that has fruit in it. Well, actually, those kind of pies are fruity also. Women are all fruity, but no, I did not eat muff pie or hair pie. It was like baked goods pie, is blueberry pie. It was good. Now that I've done the weightlifting, I'm having a beer. For this episode, we're drinking a farmhouse ale, Tank 7, from Boulevard Brewing. Would have had one for the previous episode, but it occurred to me that drinking beer and then trying to lift weights is probably a really bad idea, because I'm on the edge of killing myself anyway, and picking up heavy objects when I'm slightly intoxicated is not really a good idea. Also in this episode, I'm going to attempt to finish all the things I started talking about in the previous episode. Because after we wrapped that one up, and I'm thinking about it, I'm going, oh shit, you know, I never really finished to that point. And it's like, oh, and I started talking about this. I never really finished that. And I'm talking about I never really finished that. And I'm talking about this. And oh, here's a really good point about that I should have made, and I didn't do any of those things. Anyway. We're going to wrap all that up. By the way, I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I don't care about your feelings. And you can send me emails and you can tell me how offended you are. You can send those emails to God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIPSOC.com on the motherfucking interwebs. Speaking of that, do I have Cynical Libertarian Society fan mail? Do I have it? No, don't have it in here. Where is it? There it is. Evil Anonymous. Oh, Evil and not a mouse. Got your email. Yep, that's funny. Okay, real shit. Yes, mom's a leftist. And I'm just glossing over this. I'll get back to you. It is futile and a waste of time to try to speak to statists about things that require thinking. That's why I don't do it. I'm also wondering what kind. Well, all right, I'm doing the email. I should just read it. He says blah blah blah. All right, Anonymous says, I'm very much appalled that you went about assuming my identity as a male in your previous episode. You see, this is not only a grievous mistake on your part, but also a cultural misappropriation, because in actuality, I self-identify as a trans-Arabic multinationalist feminist instilled with unlimited white privilege from the future and having a PhD in social justice terrorism / tactical patriarchal suppression studies. Tactical patriarchal suppression studies. TPSS. I like, that's great. Tactical patriarchal suppression studies. I know bigotry when I hear it. Also, as you will see in this video, I am accompanied by my friend who itself has undergone similar training and is not to be taken lightly either. Although, and there's a link to a YouTube video, which I actually have not watched the YouTube video. All right, what the fuck, man? I'm going to click on it. Once again, we're starting. This is not what I was intending to talk about. I'll click on the link. We'll see what comes up. Although this may indeed be true, I look upon it as another one of the many fortunate blessings from Allah / the flying spaghetti monster in the sky. All right, the YouTube video is slowly appearing. Saudi woman eating spaghetti. Oh God. Oh, I get old. Just, this is like my dream for All right, that was. I can't wait for our Muslim overlords to take over here in the United States and make American women do shit like this. Because God knows that American men aren't going to fucking beat their women into shape. All right, anyhow, continuing with his email, it says, real shit. And if I remember, I'll link the video in the show notes so you can laugh at what I was laughing at. Video from fan mail. Real shit. I can sympathize with you regarding your leftist mother, as I also have one, and it seems futile discussing anything of rational / meaningful insights with her as of late. Indeed, the Trump hate is in full force and being plugged into the MSM Tom Division? I don't know what a Tom Division is, but I'll take your word for it. All day, as she seems to prefer, only narrows the gap of my own sanity remaining between our conversations. Like the rest of the hashtag I'm with her crowd, I feel it is futile and a waste of time anymore to try to speak about these matters, as all that is of concern with these people is in parentheses, is trivial pop culture related nonsense and things that require little to no effort from which to take an interest in or form an opinion on. God damn it.
Totally true.
I'm also wondering what kind of setup, mic, software, etc. you use to go about your casting. I'll talk about podcast gear in the future. And for those of you out there interested in podcasting, I recommend go to Creamy Radio Audio. I don't know if I have that linked over on the website or not. Creamy Radio audio.com. Go over there and check it out. In addition, I would like to point out the irony that your show is being touted as, quote, not a fucking safe space, quote, but in doing so, this actually makes it one for me. So thank you. P.S. Add this to your site so I can pay for your podcast. And there's a link to something called Shifty Button. And it says, P.S.S. Flamethrower, the leaf blower faggots, and crush the fucking boomers. Because I was bitching about leaf blowers, as I inevitably do. I can't believe nobody's out there blowing any leaves right now or mowing any lawns. Because God forbid these fucking landscaping companies have to come by every fucking week and use the leaf blower to blow the dirt off of the rocks. And you've heard me bitch about it plenty of times. You'll hear me bitch about it more because it drives me insane. Almost as insane as fucking old feminist women getting pissy because 10-year-old girls are actually having fun. Yes, we're going to complain. By we, I mean I am going to complain about that some more because I thought of an addendum to that. Okay, but let's start here. And this is what I was going to talk about in the previous episode, and it's why I needed the internet, and I completely forgot to talk about it. So let's start here. Patreon. Okay, so Evil Anonymous says, add this to your site so I can pay you for your podcast. And it goes to this thing called Shifty Button. So I go and I look, well, what is Shifty Button? So I go and I look, and it's a button you can put on your website. Oh, now hold on. Let me do this. Okay, I'm going to find out if I'm full of shit or not. And I find out if I'm full of shit or not. Where the fuck is it? Why can I not find anything on this computer? Alright, here we go. First of all, let me try this. So this Shifty Button, and here comes the fucking train, of course. So this Shifty Button thing, what the fuck is this? New version. Oh, wow. Alright, we're downloading the new version of this. Fucking trains. Alright. Oh, wait. Yes, execute the update installer now. Yes, just fucking do it. Why? Why does everything have to be so goddamn complicated? Oh, wait, because that's how the world is. Yes, update the fucking existing installation. God damn it. Okay, Shifty Button. He wants me to install this so that he can pay me with Bitcoin. So it's a middleman. And they say on there, so I'm reading the fact, and it's like, yes, we take X number of Bitcoin from every transaction. It's like, guys, look, Anonymous, look, dude, I'm not going to install. So have you paid attention to anything I bitch about on this podcast? I am not going to install some third-party software so that you can give me Bitcoin and they can get a cut of the Bitcoin you give me. When you can just give me some fucking Bitcoin. The Bitcoin address is on the website. All you have to do, and this, if I can ever fucking get the Bitcoin software to start up, is what I'm trying to confirm or deny. Alright, what the fuck's going on here? Can I get some action? It's like with the chick. Can I get some action here? No, I can't. Alright, fine. Fuck it. I'll just go watch some computer porn. Oh yeah, I gotta fucking enter my goddamn password. Payments. Yeah, see, here it is. Alright, so that's the multi-bit HD, which I don't even remember my password offhand. That's fine. So let me start up multi-bit classic. And I can also, you can listen to me cry when I see how much Bitcoin is. Oh my god. Oh. Bitcoin is at $2,454 a coin. God damn it. Only I would have bought Bitcoin when it was $200 a coin. Oh, but no, no. God damn it. Okay, look. You go into multi-bit class, send. You put in the address you want to send it to. My address is on the website. You put in the amount and you hit send. No. Once again, guys, this is just like the fucking Patreon fucking faggot shit and the fucking PayPal faggot shit and the fucking YouTube monetization faggot shit. Guys, dumb motherfuckers, why do you have, and I know why it is because you're a bunch of fucking statists. Why do you have this fascination with always having a third party involved in everything? If I want to give you $20, I will just give you $20. I don't want to give the $20 to somebody else, be it these faggots at fucking Faggy Button, whatever the fuck it's called. What's it called? Shifty Button. Or whether it's the faggots at Patreon or the faggots at PayPal. I don't want to give them the $20 and then they give you $20.50. I mean, that would be great. I would love that. We'd give each other money all day long. And they give you $19.50. What is this goddamn fascination that all of you have with always having to have this third party in the middle that takes part of the money? If you want to fucking give me Bitcoin, open your fucking Bitcoin wallet, put in my Bitcoin address, and just send me the fucking Bitcoin. No, I'm not going to add some third-party shit to my website and give them a goddamn cut. Okay? Can we fucking please grow the fuck up? Can people please stop being fucking dumbasses? Stop relying on third parties to fucking finance you, okay? If you're going to go through your life relying on some third party to fucking control all the money that you get, just go get a goddamn job at McDonald's or something, because it's the same fucking thing. Speaking of that, what have I told you motherfuckers about? I am Patreon! What do I keep telling you guys? Yes, you have Patreon until Patreon cancels your account because you are hate speech. Well, this morning, over on Age of Shitlords, a website which, goddamn, guys, seriously. Age of Shitlords. Okay, we got this thing over here. Some people of color students at Evergreen College hosted a day of absence protest where they demanded that all white teachers and students leave. Excuse me. That was me doing a beer burp in the microphone. They demanded all white teachers and students leave the school premises. One white professor defied and opposed the idea, so to show their disapproval, the students demanded his expulsion. The school administration decided to host a meeting between the students and faculty to resolve their differences. Students weren't having any of it. At the meeting, the students hurled insults and abuse at their teachers, shouting phrases like, "racist white teachers," "white ass administrators," and "black power." Luckily, someone recorded the whole thing and posted it online. I saved it to my local hard drive for when it gets censored. And now, the Black Lives Matters, little fucking pieces of shit, are demanding that they're saying this video was stolen by white supremacists and edited to expose and ridicule the students. And they are going to sue somebody. They're going to take legal action. Okay, that's on Age of Shitlords. Get on it. Here we've got this one. The groom called off the wedding because he found a video online of his wife getting dicked and then having cum shot in her face by a stripper. Here we got this a guy on Tinder who fucking has sex with a land whale and records the whole thing and posts it online. And it, Age of Shitlords, guys. If you're not reading Age of Shitlords, you're missing out on life. It's just nonstop. This morning, Age of Shitlords. To everyone who used to support us on Patreon, I regret to inform you that from now on, you get to keep your money. I honestly can't say I never saw this coming. If anything, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. It's official now. Age of Shitlords is a hateful site. If you enjoy our content or agree with us on anything, chances are you're probably a hateful bigot too. I'm not going to message them back or press this issue further because we all know how that goes. And then there's a screenshot of the message from Patreon, from the Trust Plus Safety account, as I choke to death. Professional podcasting, always cough into the microphone. That's how the pros do it. The Trust Plus Safety email at Patreon. Hello there. Your creator page did not comply with our community guidelines and has been removed. There is no room on Patreon for hate speech on our site or elsewhere. We thank you for respecting our decision. Regards, Patreon Trust Plus Security. Trust Plus Safety. He continues writing, Trust and Safety, more like Ministry of Truth, am I right? Anyway, thanks to everyone who supported us on Patreon during the brief period we were allowed on the service. We'll be sure to post an update on the site if we ever decide to use an alternative to Patreon, assuming such a thing exists. Yes, there is an alternative, and I should probably say, yes, there's an alternative. Get a fucking post office box and tell people they can mail you a fucking check. I know, that's how old people do things. But you know what? Patreon or fucking feminist book? Or fucking Twitter, or any other, Apple Corporation, when people just mail you a fucking check, there's no faggot on the internet who can shut your account down after taking a percentage of the donations you did get and then not give you any money that's still in your account. God damn it, people. You have got to get over this fucking fascination you have where you think that shit on, like, the internet is just, I can't just take money. I have to do it on the internet. I can't deal with checks. It's too complicated. Fucking Christ. Fucking Christ Almighty. Bitcoin. You don't need a fucking third party to give somebody Bitcoin. Money. You don't need a third party. Of course, you do. It's called the bank. You can send cash. They don't send cash in the mail. Yes, you can. You take a $20 bill before they put the woman on it, so you get the $20 bill that's still actually worth $20, not 77% of $20. You put it on a piece of paper, you fold the piece of paper around the $20, you stick it in a security envelope, you write an address on it, you put a stamp on it, you put a return on it, you throw it in the goddamn fucking mailbox. It gets delivered. You can fucking mail cash. There's not some magic thing that if you try to send a $20 bill through the goddamn fucking postal system, it'll just magically not get there or some shit. Somebody might steal it like they did the books out of my fucking Amazon.com box. I told you guys that story. That's why, okay, I wouldn't send anybody like $5,000 in cash. Okay, but it's fucking $20. Put $20 in a goddamn envelope and mail it. Jesus fucking Christ, wean yourselves from this fucking third party fucking, again, there's no gatekeeper on the internet. Really? Patreon sounds a lot like a gatekeeper to me when they shut down your fucking account and you can't get money, and that sounds like some fucking gatekeeping. If there's no gatekeeper on the internet, I'd love for you to explain to me what the fuck that is. Went to the gym, which reminded me of all the reasons I don't like going to the gym, and also reminded me of how I didn't finish telling the story about now that I've got the free weights at home and a decent set of free weights at home with a decent set of plates, how that makes my life so much better. So the first thing I don't like about going to the gym, other than, as I said before, the fact that it's a no-gun zone and so you're in there unarmed and you never know when somebody's going to come in and shoot you. And, of course, there's no way the person who comes in and shoots you would possibly be a Muslim. That would never happen. But anyhow, there's the problem that I had today. You get in there, so I go in there because I want to do the squats. Well, there's somebody else using the squat rack. It's like, all right, well, that's fine. And the gym I go to only has one squat rack. They really need a second one because they have room for, I was just looking at it today, I'm like, they could get another one in here. They could fit one. I may have to make that suggestion. The guy is using the squat rack. So he does his squats, and yeah, he's squatting more than I am because I'm a pussy, so he's a man. But then he has to rest. And I'm over this, I'm doing my bench presses. I'm doing like three sets of bench press. I'm doing five sets of five. I do three sets of bench press. I'm not gonna tell you how much bench press because I'm a wussy. I did three sets of bench press while he's fucking resting between two fucking sets. I'm like, dude, look, you're resting way too much. And this drives me crazy. When it's like, that is a lot of resting. Are you gonna fucking move any heavy weights, or are you just gonna fucking stand there and fuck with your iPhone? So now I finish my bench. He's still fucking around. So I'm like, all right, so fuck it. I'll do deadlifts because I'm obviously not going to get to the squat machine. So I do. So then he finishes doing squats and he uses the bar from the squat rack, and he stands right in front of the squat rack and he's doing his deadlifts. It's like, dude, there's seven other fucking bars in here, and there's all this room. Could you, I didn't say this because he's bigger than I am, he could have kicked my ass, but I wanted to say, hey, dude, can you use a different bar? Can you do your fucking deadlift somewhere else instead of right here in front of the squat rack? Because he's looking at himself in the mirror. Now, I ain't no fucking weightlifting guru, but here's one thing that I have read, that I have heard about weightlifting, which I think I agree with. I could be completely full of shit, and if I'm wrong and you can explain why I'm wrong, well, that's great. The whole thing about looking at yourself in the mirror while you're doing it, while that might be okay when you're starting, what I have read and heard, and this makes sense to me, is that the goal should be for you to know how your form is, to be aware of your body, and so just to, while you're doing it, that you shouldn't have to look at yourself in the mirror to see if your form is correct. You should be working towards getting to the point where you know your form is correct, and you don't need to see it, right? You're feeling it. I could say, hey, maybe he's new, but considering the amount of weight that he was picking up, I don't think this was his first fucking day. So anyhow, I wasn't getting to the goddamn squat rack. So I did my fucking deadlifts, and then I left. Because that was all I went there for. It was for, as I explained, bench press and squats. Everything else I do at home. So that's another reason I don't like going to the gym, is waiting on other people who have to rest for 5 fucking minutes between their goddamn sets. Another thing I don't like about going to the gym is resting between my fucking sets. Because I'm at the gym, so you do a rep, right? And then now you got to rest. And I'm just like standing there. It's like I'm not doing anything. I'm going, God damn it. Even if I only rest 60 seconds between sets, it's like, okay, great. I've wasted how many minutes? So the great thing about having free weights at home is go downstairs and I do, you know, whatever. I do my deadlifts and I do a set of deadlifts. And I can go upstairs and there's a computer and it's like, check the email. It's like, oh, there's an email. I need to respond to that. Okay, so now I go back downstairs. Do another set of deadlifts. All right. Now, tromp back up the stairs. And a little extra workout. There's your Stairmaster. Right? And it's like, okay. And I bang out the response to the email. And I go back downstairs. I do another set of deadlifts. And I come back upstairs. It's like, oh, yeah. Here's another email. I need to respond to that. So I start writing. Okay, I go back downstairs. All right. Then I do some fucking dumbbell curls. And do a set of dumbbell curls. Then you go back upstairs, right? And you bang out the rest of your response on the email you send it. You go back downstairs, you do a couple more dumbbell curls, and right now, then you go back upstairs, you know, and you go to Google and you search for feminist being violated by studded dildo porn, right? And you find a video and you start downloading the porn video. Then I go back downstairs. Notice how I switched from I to you. That was pretty smooth, huh? So then I go back downstairs and I do my last set of fucking dumbbell curls and I go back upstairs. And oh, the video's almost downloaded. And so I check the oh, here's something I need to delete a couple of spam. So I go back downstairs and I do like some shoulder raises, right? And do my set of shoulder raises. Then you go back upstairs. Oh, the video is downloaded. So yeah, you've hit the button, watch the fucking porn video, jack off, bust a nut. That only takes me 7 seconds. Then I bang out another email, go back downstairs, do another set of fucking shoulder presses, right? So anyhow, it's great because the resting time I'm doing between my set, then it's time to make food. So it's like, all right, so I do my other last set of shoulder presses. Go over there and you fucking throw some olive oil in the pan, you turn the heat on and fucking spread it, and you throw a steak in there. Go back, you know, all right, so what? Did dumbbell curls already. What else do I need to do? Did, what do you call that? That other thing. That thing. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but I do that other thing, right? I do a set of that other thing. And you go in there and you throw some veggies in with the steak, and, you know, I start, you know, put the beans in the coffee grinder and grind it, and I go back in, yeah, bang, you do another set of that thing. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. Then you go back in, you dump the coffee, and the point is, between the reps, when I'm resting, instead of being like all these morons at the gym who are standing there taking 5 minutes to rest and playing on their fucking iPhone, I'm resting for 2 minutes and I'm getting shit done. See? Efficiency. Aaron Cleary would be proud of me. All right, did that. Did that. Didn't do that because I was going to do this. Did that, or close enough anyway. The feminists are always whining about the oppression. You know, I bitched in the last episode about the fucking old ugly women getting all worked up because the little 10-year-old ballerinas are running down the hallway and having fun and everything. I just want to point out, who is it that is oppressing these little 10-year-old girls? Is it me? The evil, white, male, cisgender patriarchy? No. No, there is nobody, just like there is nobody who hates women as much as other women hate women, there is nobody who goes out of their way to oppress other women more than women. Because as I've explained before, women hate competition. A woman looks at every other woman on the planet Earth as competition for resources that she could have. And all these old, dried-up Hillary Clinton voting cunts that I work with, they look at these little 10-year-old ballerinas and they see women who in 6 years are going to be competing with them for resources. And they just can't fucking stand it. And if they can traumatize these young girls in their childhood and make them unhappy and make them mentally unstable and make them broken and put them on medication and fuck them up and everything else, then that absolutely 100% works to their advantage. Okay? Listen to me, girls. It's not the fucking patriarchy that is oppressing you. Trust me on this. Most of the oppression that's coming in your direction is being sent unto you by motherfucking old, dried up women. Women who are terrified of you and everything you represent. Well, that didn't work out very well, did it? Professional podcasting tip. When you fuck up like this, you should edit it so that nobody knows you fucked up. Just say.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? You don't make waves, so why should they? Studies show that 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. ODD is a real problem in our society, according to the DSM, the big book that lets psychiatrists know who's mentally ill and who's not. ODD is also known as libertitis, or inflammation of the liberty. It's been a serious problem for almost 50 years. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. In severe cases, kids may be suspended from school and end up in jail for violating those all-important nanny laws. In extreme cases, they might even quote Ron Paul. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Compliacin reduces non-essential brain activity by 70%. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. This drug can even keep your kids off drugs. Unlike outdated methods such as punishment or uniforms, Compliacin works on the inside, taking choice completely out of the equation. Compliacin combines Thorazine, Ritalin, and 15 secret herbs and spices. It has all the effectiveness of a chemical straitjacket with none of the drooling. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name. Compliacin. From Pilfer.
Pilfer. We've got a pill for everything.
And we continue with the book, ADHD Nation, Children, Doctors, Big Pharma, and the Making of an American Epidemic by Alan Schwartz. We're on page 132. We're still talking about ADHD advertising. Because after all, kids aren't going to be stupid enough to take a pill that destroys their personality. No, you have to convince their parents via the television to medicate their children and kill their personalities, because children are not as dumb as their parents are in most cases. Everyone in the ADHD business has seen the effectiveness of merely frightening parents into going to the doctor and medicating their kids, FDA or not. Groups beyond Big Pharma, even those with less obvious agendas, engage in the same fear-mongering. The worst example was an advertisement that was so galling, so deplorable, that deplorable that high-level executives nixed it just before it reached the newspapers, magazines, and even billboards for which it had been designed. But the mock-ups remain, proof of what some people would do to cash in on ADHD. The ad presented a piece of notebook paper, a ransom note scrawled with a message. Quote, "We are in possession of your son. We are making him squirm and fidget until he is a detriment to himself and those around him. Ignore this and your kid will pay. Signed, ADHD. Unquote. The ad was commissioned not by Shire or Johnson & Johnson, no drug company at all. It came from doctors at New York University's Child Study Center, trying to get more patients squeezing for their spot at the ADHD trough. Because, of course, you can believe everything the scientists say because they believe in science and they care about the children's. Page 149. Oh, I have in my notes here, this isn't a reading thing, I just have in my notes to talk about, they talk about in the book, people grinding up and snorting the Ritalin and Adderall in order to apparently get faster a rush or a better rush or whatever. Not that when I was in the military, not that I and the other people in my unit, we of course never took painkillers and ground them up and snorted them just to kind of see what would happen. No, we would never do that. But anyhow, apparently that's a thing. Taking your Ritalin or your Adderall and grinding it up and snorting it. So much for the smartest generation ever. Okay, so as we're skipping a bunch of stuff, in this book, we hear this story. They've got Connor, who is the guy who discovered minimal brain dysfunction, which later became known as ADHD, and he's the guy who said that there's this very small percentage of children who actually have it. They also tell the story of two other kids. Kristen is one of them. She got on the ADHD, and it fucked her life up. Not the ADHD, the Ritalin. And then there's the other kid whose name I forgot. He got on it. And it, so that's, anyway, in this thing. And it fucked his life up. So in this footnote, when we reference Kristen, Kristen is a child who was put on the fucking Ritalin by the doctor and the parents who didn't really give a fuck about her. They just were caring about themselves. And it fucked her life up. Unfortunately, Kristen was in good company, diagnosing young children with severely overlapping psychiatric conditions became de rigueur in the 2000s, resulting in what some call a, quote, medication cascade, unquote. No doctor was more responsible for this trend than Joe Biederman up at Harvard. Again, Harvard. Oh, Harvard's so fucking wonderful. No doctor was more responsible for this trend than Joe Biederman up at Harvard, who evaluated dozens of drugs on behalf of his big pharma benefactors and almost invariably declared them safe and appropriate for children with multiple diagnoses like ADHD and bipolar disorder. Yet neither he nor anyone else ever tested the performance or risk of those drugs in combination. No pharmaceutical company would ever sponsor such a study, considering it too risky to the product's reputation. What they mean by here in combination is when you're on, say, Ritalin and Adderall. And they're right. The drug companies aren't going to go near that, because if you give somebody Ritalin and Adderall and it fucking fries their brain, you're in deep shit. And that's not the sort of information. So this guy is giving, not just saying to kids, here, take this drug, saying to them, here, take multiple drugs. With no knowledge whatsoever as to whether or not these drugs in combination is safer. But then again, it doesn't matter, because it's not about the kids. It's about the parents and the teachers and the doctors and the pharmaceutical corporations. It's not about the kids. These people do not care about the children's. We're on page 158. How am I doing here? Not bad. days remain only 24 hours long. So, what? Hold on, what's the context here? Oh, Jameson. So Jameson is the other kid they talk about who got... So Jameson's story is that he didn't have ADHD. He was having a hard time studying for a test, and one of his friends says, hey, do you want some Ritalin or some Adderall? Oh, Adderall. Guy said, do you want some Adderall? It'll help you out. And Jameson says, well, sure, why not? And so he took it, and he talks about how he's like fucking hooked. He's like, holy shit, this was the greatest thing ever. And so he faked having ADHD, which didn't take much work, because he talks about he went to the doctor and the doctor asked him like 15 questions and he just says, yeah, I have a hard time concentrating, and yeah, I think like, and yeah, I have a hard time saying, and the doctor's like, oh my God, you have ADHD. Here's some Adderall. So he faked ADHD, which didn't take much effort, and he got his Adderall, and then of course he fucking just went crazy with it. And as you go through the book, he gets better, and he... Anyway, read the fucking book. So, we're talking about Jameson here, blah, 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 and then he's going to college, and Adderall misuse is rising, and blah, blah, blah. Days remain only 24 hours long, so something must give. The first thing to go is sleep. The medically recommended amount for teenagers is a little over 9 hours per night. A cruel joke for these kids. Their average night's rest is only 7 hours, meaning that the vast amounts of them, particularly those with overpacked schedules, get far less, especially during midterms and finals. A decreasing workload is no option. Increasing stamina is. The most effective method comes through Adderall, a drug many kids consider not a threat to their future, but a means to pursue it. As a student at the prestigious high school in Bethesda, Maryland put it, quote, it wasn't that hard of a decision. Do I want only 4 hours of sleep and be a mess, and then underperform on the test and then in field hockey? Or make the teachers happy and the coach happy and get good grades, get into a good college, and make my parents happy, unquote. And even the kids have been brainwashed to the point, I mean, listen to this. The kid is like, well, do I want to make my teachers happy and my coach happy and get good grades and get into it and make my parents happy? Like, the only thing in here that's even about the kid is maybe getting into a good college. But these fucking old people with their selfishness and their hate and their stupidity and their laziness are not simply themselves not giving a fuck about their children. They've actually got their own children not giving a fuck about themselves, to the point that making your teachers and your coach happy is what's important. I mean, I endured 12 years of public school, and I can say to you with 100% honesty that making any of my teachers happy, almost, I mean, the amount of times that might have ever been a thing for me, it was almost never. I give a flying fuck whether or not my teachers were happy. That is the most ridiculous fucking shit I've ever heard in my life. The fuck if some fucking teacher is happy. Honey, you only work 9 months out of the year, and you don't have to do any math. I'm pretty sure that should make you happy enough. Sadly, this common outlook doesn't seem to alarm the grown-ups supposedly devoted to these children's health and well-being. A board of education in one Southern California county refused to do a confidential survey of students to assess the situation in their district because confirming any problem might have made them legally responsible to address it. But remember, all of these fucking kids that care about the children's. That's why I work in public education. Because I'm on the board of education because I care about the children's. But we can't find out if anybody's abusing Adderall in our school, because then we might have to do something about it, and we care about the children's.
Children's!
Oh, children's! Oh, I'm touching myself, children's! These are people who should have their throats slit. These are people, they should be killed and thrown into mass graves and just fucking buried and forgotten. But they care about children! I guarantee you, everybody on that fucking Board of Education in this Southern California county, I guarantee you they all voted for Hillary Clinton. I will bet my fucking left testicle on it. Similarly, a PTA at one high school in New York's affluent Westchester County rebuffed an expert's offer to educate the community privately. One reason, a school official later admitted, was that some parents were already suspecting their kids were taking Adderall and feared their grades would slip if they stopped. Shire, which has always touted Adderall and Vivacine, something, as boosting academic performance, quote, in children with ADHD, unquote, the ad winks, has also appeared unmoved by mounting evidence that the drug's effects are appreciated by normal teenagers, too. In 2012, a company executive claimed there was, quote, no systematic data that suggests there's a widespread problem, unquote. He shrugged, quote, you can always find people who testify that it happens, unquote. Perhaps one should expect this reaction from a drug company, but even outside researchers who discover and then publish glaring evidence can be staggeringly obtuse as to what it means. In 2013, a study in a top journal reported that 10% of high school seniors had used stimulants illicitly. This presented significant health risk, the researchers wrote, and therefore demanded further investigation. But the author's explanation for Adderall's high school popularity? Oh, the kids were not trying to study harder, they wrote, but merely self-medicating their undiagnosed ADHD. Well, there's an excuse for the kid. You know, if you're doing cocaine, it's okay. You're just self-medicating for an undiagnosed condition. I don't bother with the other side because I am right.